Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone this weekend by the Assembly Member for the Motherlode Region, Frank Bigelow, a Republican. Assemblyman Bigelow, next topic I want to ask you about is the new state budget that took effect for the fiscal year that began at the beginning of this month. You know, what were your observations and reactions to this new spending plan?
Well, certainly, it's a big number, $202 plus billion. Is what the budget is, and there's a lot of money going in a lot of different directions out there. I was, you know, intrigued by the fact that we first started out with an awfully large amount of money, $100 million or so, going to the COVID, and with the $9.5 billion in the coronavirus relief fund and $4.5 billion being allocated towards our local schools to help them, you know, that's all positive, good things that's been happening. I'm a little concerned, you know, that we're not seeing enough money go to our local cities and counties. We've had about $500 million go to the cities and about $1.3 billion go to our counties, and out of a large budget such as the one we have, that's been a real challenge. I would hope to see more. I'd like to see more money, but, you know, still nonetheless, 85.6, I think it is, I have to double-check that, that's dedicated to CAL FIRE for fighting firefighting resources. That's going to be good. And then also the $50 million that goes towards community power resiliency, that's another good out there. But I think there's more that should be done to help our out front heroes, you know, our firefighters and our sheriff's department, our police departments. They do definitely need a lot more funding to make things, you know, better for us in our communities. A lot of our rural communities don't enjoy the same luxury of having the same levels of finance that some of the larger counties and cities have. That's something else to be take note of.
You know, staying on the issue of fire season as we head soon into August and September, how are you feeling about your district?
You know, I feel good about my district. I certainly would like to be out more in the district and touch bases with a lot of the people I normally touch bases with. I'm very concerned, though, about the district with respect to the lost tourism dollars, the hit that's taking place there. I think a lot of communities have been very concerned about having actually tourists come into their communities because they're afraid that those folks will bring in the virus. And we've seen those facts actually kind of bear out to some degree because the cases have spiked, and that's a combination of people coming into the community and not knowing that they have the virus when they came in, and people leaving the community and going out to either socialize with their friends, or they just left and went out for their own personal vacation to get away and didn't realize they walked into somebody's pathway that may have had it, and they came back with it. And so it spread throughout the district. So that caused people to have a spike in the numbers in our communities. I'd like to see the district kind of hold down on those numbers as best they can. As you know, you've been seeing an uptick in the communities there. So if you look at the numbers, by the county, by the size of the county, it's a big hit. Maybe it's not as big as some of the larger communities, but nonetheless, it's a hit. And then that turns around and says, what? We're in the middle of a shutdown. We lost those jobs, and maybe those are going to now be permanent jobs. And certainly the tourism industry, which is the lifeblood of most of Assembly District 5, is shaken to the core right now, wondering what's next and what they're going to do to recover.
When you look at the issue of fire safety in your district with a lot of forested areas, has there been a recent, you know, increase in recent years on focusing on fire and possibly making some decisions that'll try to turn that curve of large wildfires?
You know, I think Assembly District 5, back in 2012, the Rim Fire, which at the time when it was concluded, was the third largest fire. Now it's barely in the top 10. Many fires occurred after 2012 in the Rim Fire, and I think Assembly District 5 was the epicenter of those fires. And I think the people in Assembly District 5 are very resilient people, and they buckled down and started cleaning around their places and doing a yeoman's job of preparing for the wildfire season as they come each year, as well as Cal Fire and the local fire districts have put together a really good set of plans for addressing the potential of fire and helping people protect their properties. And I think it's shown in the last few years where our fires haven't been as large in our district, but we've seen them extremely large in other parts of the state. And so I suspect that our district is in good hands, but we have to be vigilant. All it takes is that one little ignition and a fire running, and if we had some of these heavy mono winds that do pass through, and they've been larger in the last decade, each year it seems like, it doesn't take long to spread that fire and do enormous amounts of damage to people's homes, property, and lives.
You know, having a background in firefighting yourself, what advice would you have for people heading into the upcoming months?
Clear as far as you can around your property. 100-foot minimum is just that. It's a minimum. So if you can do more, do more. Take a look at your home and how it's constructed. See if there's some newer tools that you can use, such as the vents around your house. A lot of older homes were built with a quarter-inch diameter vent. They have newer vents that you can put on your home that allows the air circulation, but will stop the sparks from getting inside. And certainly the biggest culprit is clean your leaves out. Sweep them off the roof, get them out of your rain gutters, and always stay vigilant to that, because that's where most of the little sparks will truly land, and that's where they'll not ignite and take off, and it's off to the races. The next thing is just to be careful. Don't start any fires by going out and running a lawnmower in the late afternoon. Do it in the late evening if you have to. Do it in the very early morning if you have to. These 100-degree days are just, you know, a dream for a fire. It's waiting for its chance to just take off. So those would be some of my advice to people.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.